Opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios, KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's on assignment and it's usually Tricia's here with me, and Tricia's gone today. So you've got me. Moi. Watash. 7:05 here in the morning, news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. It is the 3rd of June, and it's going to be an interesting weekend, and I've got Jared here at the helm. Good morning, dear Jared.
Good morning.
How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing all right.
What national day is it? And don't use the day that I said it was, okay? We'll be off the air, they'll suspend me for a week. So,
Chocolate Macaroons Day.
Oh, you know what? That's just as bad. Okay, there's got to be another day in there.
Egg Day?
Okay, I can go with Egg Day.
And there's only one more here. Okay. It's Repeat Day.
Repeat Day?
I don't know how this gets made up. It's Repeat Day.
Okay. It's Repeat Day.
It's Repeat Day.
It's Repeat Day.
Okay.
That's enough. Okay, we got enough. We can do that. You know, we're like, you know, like 2 4-year-olds. You did it. Right, am I? Okay. The day started off strange. Sue had coffee ready this morning, and sometimes that's a mistake for me. I just start, swilling it down right then. Okay, buddy.
70 degrees right now. Hang on. 70 degrees right now. Today we have an excessive heat warning until 9 p.m. tonight. It's a high of 104 today with a low of 68. Tomorrow a high of 103 with a low of 66. Thankfully, we're going back down. Saturday, a high of 100 with a low of 64, and Sunday with a high of 96 and a low of 59.
Okay. The excessive heat was supposed to end last night, I thought.
Yeah, it got changed. Oh, you know what? You're right. Apparently, it got changed tonight.
Is it still hot?
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, the weather report's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson, a veteran-owned business that gets discounts for seniors and veterans. You can give them a call at 365-3793. The painters are at our house this morning. They showed up at 6, and they are doing doors. So they have to take off the front door and the side door, sand them down, paint them. They're going to put plastic up, in the openings there. Yeah, the Eagle Eye painting, Dan Scott. Good people. Good people. And, this is the kind that, this kind of guy that Dan is. You know, we've got one wall that the sun hits hard. And they painted it, it's beautiful, but then it started to bubble up. And so, Dan sends the screw back out again. And I mean, they scrape everything, they putty it, you couldn't drive a tank through this, right? And then repainted it. Well, three more spots bubbled up. And so Dan sends them out again. And it's not Eagle Eye painting. It's just the fact that, when you get a house which has siding, it was built in the 1940s, the siding tends to, harden up or something. The young man explained it to me today. It's the first time anybody has, but really I hadn't asked. But here's Eagle Eye painting, 2 years later, still coming out. And fixing the small things. And I can't say enough about Eagle Eye Painting and Dan Scott. So, and his crew. And like everybody else, when trying to find people to work during the summer out in the heat is difficult. But it seems like the young man that was here, new guy, and the other young man are both totally professional. As have the others been. So, but it's kind of cool to have somebody that stands behind something like that. You know what I mean? And you're supposed to say, yeah, I do. Okay, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, there you go. I'll get you into it yet. All right. Dr. Doug McConnell's going to be here today. Doug McConnell was in the Red, White, and Blueprint. But also, he has some interesting facts on COVID. And I found something here also, that they just released thousands of emails from Dr. Fauci. It appears Dr. Fauci was protecting the Wuhan virus center, medical labs, if you read them, and some back and forth from before. We'll get to that. And the first thing, though, is we had a police chase last night. A woman stole a car from the Motel 6. The guy tried to stop her, and she literally, you know, she tried to run him over. And police got into it, and it was a slow speed chase. I don't know what they mean by slow speed, but I can see like 20 miles an hour down the road. Hey, pull over. No. Pull over. No. So they finally forced her off the road, hits a fence. The car, you know, the car has been, you know, and they kind of like popped it a few times. And then she refused to get out of the car. Get out of the car. No. Get out of the car. No. I'm going to tase you. I don't care. They tased her. No. Don't make me beanbag you. Get out of the car. No. Beanbag. No. Then they called in Thor. I don't know what the dog's name is. K-9 comes out. She got out of the car. Only in red. Now, this guy had a Toyota. I'm not sure what kind it was. I'm just going to say Prius because I don't like Priuses. And so, sitting there at the motel, maybe he's coming through town. First of all, how'd the woman get the car? You know, there's probably a backstory on this whole thing. But I love the idea. It's kind of like reminds me of the O.J. case. Remember O.J. when he was trying to escape or whatever O.J. was trying to do going down the freeway? 843 cop cars behind the white Bronco. Driving down at about 50 miles an hour down the freeway. So I could just see this one going down the Pine Street at 20 miles an hour, surrounded by police cars. Well, you know what? Sometimes it was 2:30 in the morning, so, you know, it was kind of slow. And, I didn't see it. I'm just making all this stuff up. But I could picture it. Anyway, they captured this dangerous fellow, charged with attempted murder. Oh, now there is something that one of the policemen got out at one point, tried to drive off and over him. You know that you can. That's assault with a deadly weapon.
I think the last woman that tried to run over an officer was shot.
Was shot.
And killed.
And he didn't do it this time. And, well, you know what? I have never had somebody drive a car at me intentionally trying to hit me. I believe if I was armed, I would shoot.
Yeah, I've never.
I mean, you know what? You don't walk. I mean, if you get hit, you know, and get knocked down in front of them and then drive over you, you know, that's kind of like ruins your whole day. Anyway. Have you ever heard of GBA USA?
Nope.
Well, buddy, you're getting ready to. It appears that GBA USA controls or provides 25% of the beef to the United States. Did you know that?
No, but I know where you're going with this.
There's an organization called REVIL, or if you read it, REVIL. I kind of like it like that. REVIL, which is the hackers that went after the, I believe it's the same group. They're also known as Soda Nikobi, out of Russia, hacked into their system and shut down all of the beef production plants. And I think this is the previous cyber attack by, okay, a different Russian leak group that took down the Colonial Pipeline. So now you have attacks on infrastructure here, the pipeline, and it caused all types of problems there, including learning how many of your neighbors are stupid by putting gasoline in plastic bags and storing them in the back of your car, and the hoarders who are filling up, you know, 10 5-gallon gas cans and putting those in the back of their SUVs instead of knowing that this was going to pass, and so they then, you know, gas shortages. We do that, you know, we do that to ourselves. But the hacks, now that's two hacks coming out of Russia. And here's the thing. we know what's coming out of Russia. So you ask Biden what's going to happen. When they asked Biden if he felt that Russian President Vladimir Putin was testing his administration, Biden said no. I don't know why he would say no. I would think could be. You know, but they're politicians, so they don't always say what they mean. The bottom line is Biden's going to discuss the recent surge in cyber attacks during a summit meeting with Putin later this month. I bet you money, you know, that sometime this month there's going to be pictures published that he's out riding a horse without a shirt on again, or showing in his karate or his judo, you know, fighting, showing the strength of the Russian president. Biden should be shown with a shotgun shooting trap. That's just my opinion. Okay. Ride around without your horse, with your shirtless, and using your judo, and you will see, and I'm out here shooting trap. I think it sends a message. Don't you think it sends a message?
I'm not going to go there.
You should. Okay. Anyway, so here's my, you know, we discussed this last night. You know, we had a dinner party and a regular group that we have. This is taking down our economy. This is taking down our economy. Why haven't we really gone back to launching counterattacks? I mean, we've got some good minds here. We have we have people that if you turned them loose, they're probably in jail right now. It's like a movie. You go into jail and get them for being hackers. And you put them, you pay them $250,000, pay them $1 million a year. You sit there, shut them down. And then we do this to each other. It's war. When they take down the infrastructure, it's war. Now, is Russia behind it? I don't know if the Russian government's behind it. I can't say yes or no. But what I can say is, you can't tell me in Russia that if they wanted to shut these guys down or find them and make their lives extremely uncomfortable, they couldn't do it. It is 7:17 in the morning. It's 70 degrees out there. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Cornerstone Community Bank, who's not been hacked, by the way, is the community bank. Local board of directors, local management, locally owned, all here at the Cornerstone Community Bank. 3 branches, one in Red Bluff at 500 Riverside Way, the main branch at 192 Hartnell Avenue in the Cobblestone Shopping Center, and, of course, 1845 California Street, one of my favorites. Right downtown here. It's close, and we can get to them quick. If you want more information, go to bankcornerstone.com. And the fact is that Cornerstone Community Bank is moving local dreams forward, and can't wait to see what they are doing next. So they've got some big plans in the mix. 7:18 in the morning, 70 degrees here on the 3rd of June. We'll be right back. I've got several things to talk about before we get into the bridal show.
Tired of listening to people who are angry all the time?
Try listening to Armstrong and Getty from 9 to noon right after Free Fire Radio.
North State Now is a magazine formatted show at 6 p.m. every Thursday night. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, featuring what's going on in our town. The second Thursday is hosted by Michelle Slade, featuring heroes of the North State. The third Thursday is hosted by none other than James Masada and Rhonda Alvey from Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store. Our newest edition is the fourth Thursday of the month, Women of Vision. That's North State Now, Thursday at 6 p.m., also streaming on KCNR 1460.com.
Head down to Wind River Resort and Casino to enter our Swipe to Win promotion.
Starting April 1st through June 24th.
Weekly drawings on Thursday, 6 to 9 p.m. Winners receive bonus entries for the $20,000 final drawing on April 29th.
Keep playing for a chance to win a patio boat on May 27th.
And one of 4 energy-saving Pedego electric bikes on June 24th. Join us for a safe, comfortable, and fun gaming experience at Wind River Resort and Casino.
More drawings, more winners, and more fun.
WindRiver.com.
This is RC from Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. For this month, we're reviewing Arturo Fuente's Hemingway Classic. With curves of a supermodel, this Perfecto has a superbly balanced, toothy, and attenuated Cameroon wrapper and pairs exquisitely with a complex filler and binder that indulges the palate with citrus, coffee, cocoa, and cedar. Come down to the shop for your Arturo Fuente Hemingway Classic today, 2143 Hilltop Drive, Reading.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5, 1460 AM.
KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com. Tune in to Mark Levin, Dave Ramsey, and Ben Shapiro. Plus, don't miss our local shows, including Free Fire Radio on KCNR.
Did you ever steal a quarter when you was 10 years old? Ever wear a broke gown with a hole in the sole? Did you ever ride a freight train while running from the law? I've done it all, Lord, Lord, I've done it all.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Here's the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. I'm sorry, I know most of you tune in on Thursdays to hear Trish. Patricia's on a trip to see her family and everything like that, so you're... Here I am. It is the 3rd of June. It's 7:23 in the morning. 605-4567 is our phone number. Jared's at the helm. Hey, Jared, tell me the truth. Was that song about your life?
You know,
did you really? Have you hopped a freight train?
I have not.
I did. Have when I was in college, my roommate and I hopped a freight train.
Were you going somewhere, or you just wanted to see
if
you
went
can
across,
do it?
We went across, hoping that it was going to stop in Ellensburg. It didn't. It stopped in Yakima, but we got off there. But now we had to get back to Ellensburg. Yeah, when you're kids, you just change things. But you know what? A local business here in town is just doing great. It's called Compass Sports Cards. It's located at 1620 East Cypress Avenue, and it is your home base for trading cards and signed sports memorabilia featuring baseball, basketball, football. You know, signed jerseys, signed footballs, signed baseballs. They also have a large selection of cards and the largest supplier of non-sports Pokemon cards as at Compass Sports Cards. They are open 11 to 6, Monday through Friday. You can buy, sell, or trade with Compass Sports Cards. They're located across the street from the Ohio Collision Center. All right. Do you remember this congresswoman by the name of Katie Hill? Does that name strike anything in your head?
It sounds vaguely familiar.
Yeah, okay, she got elected in that, you know, when they swept Orange County down, the Democrats elected a whole bunch of people down in Orange County, California. She'd been there, you know, spouting her typical jargon, as most sides do, when all of a sudden, nude pictures of her and her one of her subordinates and her husband at the time hit the internet. And it wasn't that they were just, you know, hit the internet. They were published by a British newspaper and a couple of journalists here. A judge in L.A. County just announced, ordered Hill to pay roughly $220,000 in fees, which included $105,000 to the Daily Mail's parent company. You know, if you bring a case against somebody and you lose, which she did, you have to pay their legal fees. Did you realize that?
I did, actually.
Okay, I knew that, too. She took, she went to social media and said that this wasn't fair. The system is broken for victims. She's, you know, she's calling it revenge porn. And she's asking people to give her money for this, for publishing nude photos that she had, you know, taken. And she filed a lawsuit against her ex-husband and several media outlets for allegedly distributing non-consensual porn, including naked photos of her and a female staffer. And then she resigned from Congress in 2019. And so she's had to pay so far. She's had to pay Daily Mail and I think BuzzFeed. I say BuzzFeed. Red State. And an attorney's for a radio producer that she also accused of doing this. Her husband, the case is still going on. She may get him because he's the one that did it. I just found that amusing for some reason. Have you ever heard of Patrice Cullors? You have.
I have not.
Okay. Yeah. Well, you have. You just don't know it. She was one of the main leaders of the Black Lives Matter group when it first started. And she just resigned from the organization. And over the past 10 months, she has been the leader of it, one of the leaders of it. And assembling a $100 million war chest and getting a bill introduced in Congress and a critical race theory curricula distributed to over 14,000 school districts. And she also had enough cultural cachet to partner with the musical Hamilton. And she's self-avowed Marxist, and she resigned. And it doesn't say why, except she wanted to be more, which spend more time with her son. However, there are a few things that may have also caused it. There were allegations of financial improprieties, criticism of her purchase of million-dollar homes, and a radical leftward turn that saw her asking 2 months ago not just for elimination of the police force, but also of jails, prisons, and the court system. BLM supports tanked. After that. Now, places that are calling for reducing police presence or even eliminating police have all of a sudden found that when they start doing that, can you believe it? Crime has leaped in their cities. Shootings, murders, drive-bys, just crime in general has jumped tremendously in many cities here. Eliminating the police is probably one of the stupidest things people could say. Even if that's not the goal to eliminate police, but that's what it came down to. When you cut $1 million and $2 million out of a police budget in a large city, then policemen start going away. Special squads, special units, they start eliminating them to keep officers on the street. And all of this has led to many police retiring, many police changing jobs, and the general malaise against law enforcement in itself, because law enforcement is institutionalized racism, according to many of the people out there wanting to eliminate police departments. Even if the police department is made up of all races, ethnic groups, religious groups, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. When you hear this, and this has led to things like right here in Reading, that they have a problem recruiting as we heard yesterday from Chief Bo Schiller and from Sheriff Eric McGreeny. They have a problem recruiting. They're not going to settle for, maybe. That's not the way it works. So it's interesting to see. I wonder if there's going to be any charges, you know, malfeasance charges or, you know, maybe some improprieties with the money that came in, but $100 million, part of which, $350,000 went to one of her businesses and paid the salaries of her, significant other and for the guy that fathered her child. They're not the same person. Of that $350,000, very little went to anything they were doing. They just went to salaries. Okay, we're going to take a break. We come back, we're going to have Lane Amlin with us. And he's putting on the Bridal Showcase. And this portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Four Winds Jewelry. Four Winds Jewelry. You know what? You can go in and you can buy beautiful jewelry there. They have everything you can imagine. Great selection of jewelry. But have you ever thought about, I'd like to design something that nobody else has, and, you know, for a present. Or it could be something that you want to wear. Well, go down there and talk to Rebecca and Henry. They'll help you design it, and they'll build it for you. And you'll have a one-of-a-kind jewelry piece that means something to you, maybe means something to your loved one. They're located at 2225 Hilltop Drive, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading. They're right across the street from Sierra Gibbs, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. All right, we'll be right back with Lane Amblin.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Today, Simpson University continues to provide a Christ-centered education, graduating students with mature and infectious faith, critical competence, and a ready spirit to thrive as servant leaders around the world and at our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
You don't have to be a Native American to access quality health care. Reading Rancheria's Churn Creek Healthcare and Central Valley Healthcare are open to anyone with Medicare, Medi-Cal, or Partnership Health. Our health system never charges co-pays, deductibles, share of costs, or even a sliding fee scale. Patients never have to pay to access quality, compassionate health care. Reading Rancheria Tribal Health System, changing how health care is delivered. Call us today to schedule an appointment.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
High Noble Safe Company, formerly known as Cold Steel Safe Company at 2559 Larkspur Lane, offers only the highest quality safes, delivery, moving, and repair service available. They carry several brands, including High Noble, Browning, and American Security, just to name a few. High Noble has gun safes, home safes, and high security safes with stores in Redding, Roseville, and Petaluma. Call 530-223-5050. That's 530-223-5050. Or stop by High Noble Safe Company at 2559 Larkspur Lane today.
Compass Sports Cards, locally owned and operated at 1620 East Cypress Avenue across from Hill Collision Center, is your home base for trading cards and signed sports memorabilia with modern and vintage sports cards and collectibles. Compass Sports Cards features baseball, basketball, football cards, and is the largest supplier of non-sports Pokemon cards. Buy, sell, or trade with Compass Sports Cards, open from 11 to 6 Monday through Saturday. Do you have a collection? Have it appraised at Compass Sports Cards before or after hours at 1620 East Cypress Avenue. Call 355-2016 or stop by today and check us out on Facebook. Compass Sports Cards.
There's a hard moon rising on the streets tonight. There's a reckless feeling in your heart as you head out tonight. From the concrete canyons to the midtown lights, where the latest neon promises are.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Here in the studios, KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Phone lines here, 605-456. And we're streaming live all over the world at KCNR1460.com. Somebody asked me, how far does your signal reach? I said, Thailand. And they just looked at me. And they said, Thailand? Yeah. I said, we get, you know, people are getting in the chat room from Thailand because they were listening to it on their computers. That's how far we go. You can't escape us. You just can't escape us. Hey, it's 7:37 in the morning, 70 degrees out there. It's going to be going up to 104 today. Another heat warning out there. This portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. Judy has been doing this since 1993. She's got two divisions in her company, one that gives financial advice and one that handles insurance. And if you're looking for a second opinion for a retirement plan or your 401k, give Judy a call for a free review and evaluation. Things have changed out there. So things, you know, your plans have changed, and maybe you don't know that. Give her a call at 221-0441. Just to let people know that Anheuser-Busch is giving away free beer if 70% of adults have at least one shot by July 4th. I've seen other things that people come in and you get your shot and you get a burger and a beer. Come in, get your shot, get a burger and a beer.
I got my vaccination too early.
I know. We should have waited till they were paying us. Now there's some kind of lotto here in California. If everybody gets it, you can win. But with me is Elaine Amlin, and Elaine has something that is it's kind of like a mainstay of Reading, and it's called the Bridal Showcase. Yes. After all this time with COVID and all that, we're having a bridal show.
We are.
Yay! Okay, tell us about it, Lane.
Well, like you said, it has been 16 months since we had a live bridal show. It feels like, you know, we've lost an entire year and a half now. But this is the North State Bridal Showcase. And this year, we're doing something special, and we are holding it in the McConnell Arboretum and Gardens at Turtle Bay. It's an all-outdoor event, and it's this Sunday, the 6th.
Okay, and this is, I know of a number of weddings that were put off from this last year.
There was a lot of weddings canceled and or postponed, not really canceled. We'll say postponed.
Well, that gives both of them had to be on their best behavior for another year. You know that, right?
Yes.
Okay. Now, this isn't just your mom's old bridal showcase. This is, you've got a bunch of neat things happening there.
Yeah, we have a lot of, we have a lot of great wedding professionals. Mm-hmm. You can come meet people that venues, tuxedos, dresses, makeup artists. We have a fishing guide that'll be there, and he does some fantastic things with bachelor parties. I think it's a fantastic idea. I love it.
Wow.
group of guys with one guy on the water in charge. Well, the sober guy.
That's probably a good idea. And, you know, if you ever fly fish?
No.
Okay. You know, if the bachelor party, I hope it's a couple of days before the wedding, because it'll take them that long to get the flies out of their ears.
Okay.
It's, you know, for me, it's hard enough when I'm sober. And so I can imagine after four or five beers. Okay. You say it's going to be at the McConnell Arboretum and Gardens out there. That's going to be a beautiful place.
It's going to be beautiful. We're expecting even some cooler weather, only 96.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, but you're on the river there.
We are, yeah.
Also, and that drops the temperature down 10 degrees easy right on the river. And with the time going from 1:30 to 4:30, you're going to have the breeze in there. So the heat really isn't I don't think it's going to be a problem there on the river. So tell us some of the things that are going to be happening, because I'm seeing here that there's over $5,000 in prizes.
We have over $5,000 in prizes. We always give away just a ton. We format our show a little bit different. We don't charge very much for the vendors to come. We ask them all to donate prizes. We give away more prizes than we bring in.
Wow. Okay. So, I'm a young, now do, when I, you know, and I participated in this years ago when, with your friend and who you helped before, and Don Shulman before he retired.
Yes.
And it was so amazing. Here comes moms. Here comes the daughters. Here comes people just in the periphery of the wedding, but they all come. So say that the bride's walking in for the first time. What's she going to see?
Well, I think when they first walk in, they should walk over to the bar and grab themselves a cool glass of wine.
Okay. All right. But free wine.
We're making this a relaxing day. You grab a glass of wine. You have the beautiful gardens. And then you're just going to relax. Walk with your friends and your family and talk to these wedding professionals. They have years and years and years of experience. And they can use their experience to put on just your most perfect, beautiful day.
Well, the vendors, they range from, like you said, there's a fly fishing guide, for, which is really kind of a good idea when you think about it. Get guys, maybe people coming in from all over the country, and they've never been fly fishing before. Mm-hmm. They have something like that. It's pretty cool. Okay, so I'm looking for a caterer because, you know, you may want to have it catered.
Right.
So, what should they be looking for? As for a caterer out there, I mean, should they have a list of things, or should they what?
Sure. Well, the caterers that are usually at the show will have samples, and that's the first thing is tasting and enjoying the food.
Oh yeah, I remember that. Come to think of it,
right.
Uh huh.
Actually, in the brand new published bridal guide that just came out yesterday, there's an article about how to choose a vendor and reasons to know you're not speaking to the right vendor.
Wow.
Yes.
You know, that's good. Oh, here it is right here. It's on page 17. Find the right vendor. Four red flags that indicate you should walk away from a wedding vendor. And by the way, this is really a nice magazine. And if you want to get this magazine, just stop by the offices here later on today or tomorrow. And we're going to have a stack of them here. Just one of these is the seating of the guest, seating of the parents. But you should have really good communication.
Good communication. Number one thing is if you're not getting response on your very first contact with a vendor, time to move on. I mean, that's time to go.
Right. Now, how long does it take to plan a wedding?
You know, I've seen people plan weddings in 30 days,
mm-hmm.
and I've seen other families plan them 2.5 years out.
Wow.
Yeah. throughout the years of doing this.
Probably bigger weddings, maybe. Yeah. Who knows?
Throughout the years of doing this, I've seen families come through. Daughter, the next daughter, the mom getting remarried. And they all plan them differently.
Well, you may, you know, if those three-year planning sessions, you may want the child to be old enough to walk down, you know, to be the ring bearer or something. Yeah. Just a little humor there.
Okay.
hey, look, we're going to take a quick break. I'm here with Lane Amlin.
Amlin, yeah.
And who's putting on the bridal showcase at the McConnell Arboretum and Gardens. It's going to be this Sunday. There is going to be, it's only, $7 or something?
$7 pre-sale, $10 at the door.
But you've got a chance there for over $5,000 in prizes from the vendors. So that's probably a pretty good deal. And you know what? People may go there even if they're not going to get married. A lot of people, I think, probably come through there just to see, you know, just kind of getting ideas. You know, it's, well, he hasn't asked me yet, but.
a great date night.
Great date night. Well, I tell you what, you go in there and you see all these beautiful dresses. You see the venues, because we're going to talk about venues when we get back. And you pick up this magazine. And you know what? It puts it into his mind. Or it puts it into her mind. You know, maybe he wants to get married and she's just not sure. So, all right, let's take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by friends over at Sleep Number. You know, Sleep Number, you know, I've talked about how they've won Consumer Reports has rated them the top two beds in their fields. But, you know, a good night's sleep. If you think that diet, exercise, and sleep are the three legs that will keep you going a lot further, you're absolutely right. Deep sleep decreases anxiety overnight. And in today's society, we have anxiety. When you get married, there may be anxiety. So, you know, a perfect wedding present for a new couple could be a Sleep Number bed. And with the new 360 Sleep Number bed, they are already compromising because they've gotten married. But they don't have to compromise on the firmness of their mattress because you can adjust it either way. In Linda's case, her Sleep Number setting is 35. My Sleep Number setting is 45. We don't have to compromise on that. And you can discover proven quality sleep during the Memorial Day sale that's still going on. I think this is the last day for it. Save $1,000 on the Sleep Number 360 Special Edition Smart Bed. And if you are in the military, you get an exclusive offer, which means even more savings. Only at the Sleep Number store down in the Target Shopping Center. And go in and talk to Steve or any of the professionals down there. Lay on the bed. See what we're talking about. See why we haven't slept better since we've had our Sleep Number bed. We'll be right back after these messages. It is 7:47 in the morning and 71 degrees, going up to 104 today.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com featuring Armstrong and Getty, both smart and funny. Plus, you will hear Dave Ramsey, Mark Levin, and Ben Shapiro. And don't miss our local programming right here on KCNR.
Convert your calling into a career at Shasta College this summer. Get a jump start on being transfer ready for a CSU, UC, or four-year university. Or boost your current career skills quickly and affordably with a certificate or degree from Shasta College. Our summer session offers flexible class times and formats with online and some in-person offerings that easily fit around jobs and family responsibilities. Right now is the perfect time to invest in your future. A degree or certificate from a community college will pay dividends throughout your lifetime with an average annual wage of
of almost $53,000. And at Shasta College, our industry partners are actively looking to hire qualified candidates from our programs to fill the many positions they have open. Financial aid through grants and scholarships can help you invest in your education without a huge bill when you graduate. Contact a counselor and plan a cool summer of hot classes today. Summer session classes begin June 7th. Achieve more, earn more. Shasta College, www.shastacollege.edu. Enroll today at Shasta College.
Our summer tribute series will keep you cool all summer long with live music inside the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center. From rock and roll classics to soul to today's pop charts.
Amarillo, I'll be there.
Tickets just $18 plus fees. Purchase your tickets now at the River Club, WindRiver.com, or through our Wind River app. Must be 21 to attend. All Wind River safety protocols must be followed.
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, and all we do.
Premier Oil Change has been locally owned and operated since we opened in 2006, enjoying long-term relationships with our team members and loyal guests. Many of our team members have worked with us for over 10 years. Many of our certified technicians have logged over 30,000 oil changes, working on hundreds of different vehicle makes and models. In an ever-changing world, we strive to keep up with change with our extensive training program. It's important to the staff at Premier Oil Change that our customers' cars are well taken care of by experienced, well-trained technicians. So you can depend on your vehicle to get you and your family to your destination. Don't forget that you can earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park or our newest location in Anderson across from Roundtable. Remember, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Oh, the wedding. Is this the wedding march?
Canon and D.
Oh.
You know it. I know it. DJing.
Oh, yeah. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here, this portion of the show. You know what? This is kind of appropriate for the bridal showcase. It is concealed carry training at Northern Firearms Instruction. You know, what a great wedding gift for each other than to take a concealed carry class so that you can protect her, she can protect you, you can protect him, she can protect she. You know, we're equal opportunity here. The fact is that Northern Firearms Instruction is the largest privately owned firearms instruction company in California, teaching in over 46 different places. It's not just the basic CCW, there's advanced classes, and one of the private classes I've taught for 3 months afterwards, I've gone out with this group of ladies, and we shoot once a month out there. They are advancing their skills. So we have that option. We have an option. If you just want to learn how to shoot, we have those things. If you want to learn tactical rifle, we do that. But there's more and more stuff, more and more classes will enhance your ability to protect yourself. That's at Northern Firearms Instruction. Go to usgunpro.com or give them a call at 999-1822. I'm here with Lane Amlin, and he is putting on the North State Bridal Showcase. The first time in 16 months there's been a bridal show here. It's going to be at the McConnell
Arboretum.
Okay, wait a minute. Here I'm going, excited civilian. Arboretum and Gardens, June 6th, this Sunday. It's not going to be that hot. It's going to the river, so it's going to be a lot cooler there. And we were talking about this magazine that you put together, which is a very nice magazine, North State Bridal Guide. We're going to have some of them here at the in the office, and even you know, after, and you didn't get one, but you'll get one when you get there, of course.
Yes.
But we'll have them here because this is good all year. This goes into 2021 to 2022.
It's good all year. It's published once a year.
Right. The we've already talked about one of the articles is how to pick a vendor, find the right vendor, and looking at red flags. And as you pointed out, if they're not calling you back right away, that may be a red flag.
Move on.
26 ridiculously fun wedding ideas. I like this one. Have your reception at an upscale bowling alley.
Ridiculous.
Well, dress your groomsmen up like superheroes. Now, I will tell you, that would kind of be strange.
There are people that will do it.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay, you've DJed at these before. Is that what you said, your DJ?
Yeah, I DJed for about 12 years.
But that's not your main job.
That is not my
main
job.
Business.
No.
You had one of the essential businesses here in town.
An essential business, yes.
Yeah.
It is Lyro Printing, and we do a lot of graphic work, print work, and some sign work.
Okay, when you say graphic printing, what exactly is that for us people that are not sure?
Sure. We can build you a logo, we can design you a business card, and we can print them.
Well, I found a new place to get my business cards printed.
Anytime.
Now, do you... You don't have anything to do with clothing or anything like that, but you could design a logo.
Correct.
That would go on something like
correct.
That.
Correct. So if we design a logo, we always have your logo, so you can simple, email us. Say, uh-huh. Hey, send this over to my shirt guy. I'm getting some shirts made.
Yeah.
We'll send the right format over.
It's been 11 years. I think probably I'm going to go for that. let's go to the phones. Don, good morning.
Hey, good morning. Everybody staying cool in there?
Yeah, are we going to be... Hello? Hello, am I back on?
Hello.
Yes, are we going to be talking about weddings?
Gee, I guess I could switch to that.
Well, that's what we're talking about.
Okay. Well, are there going to be a lot of weddings this year? Because there weren't probably many last year. Is there a catch-up?
Definitely. I've found here the venues, especially that I've been hearing from, they are doing double and triple duty on their bookings now since everything is opening up.
Mm. Yeah, I've got a friend, Barbara Cross, who says she's swamped with making wedding dresses here in Reading, yep.
That is what is going on right now.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that's an interesting part, which you just said, Don, because there's the seamstresses. A lot of them have stopped during COVID, and there's only a couple of them left. Linda wanted to have a dress taken in to somebody she's been using for years. She said, prom... And all these things going, she said, I just don't have the time. I'm working 12 hours a day here.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Well, I have a feeling Ross Dress for Less is putting the dresses on the racks, too.
That could be.
All right. Thanks.
Hey, if you want to call back at 8, we're going to have that'll be, you can talk about
yeah,
anything you
I'll
want.
Yeah, I'll do that.
Okay, thanks. All right. Here's my thing is, you know, when I've got a guest on, I like to stay in the guest purview. And because a lot of people. Open, you know, this is open line talk, and so I give, you know, so call me back next hour and we'll talk about anything you want, that kind of thing. Okay, so your print shop, how long's that been there?
We're going on 42 years here in Shasta County.
42 years?
40. I know, I don't look that old. No, 42 years been a family business. My mom and my dad started the business, and we're carrying on.
And what's the name of it? Because I think, I mean, I heard, but I'm not sure I heard it correctly.
Yeah, it is Lyro. It's spelled L-Y-R-O. Lyro.
Lyro. Okay. I've heard of it. And now, for some reason, I spelled it wrong in my head. And I thought there was an L in there.
Yeah.
But there's not. Okay. Well, that's interesting. And, okay, we've got like 2 minutes left. So, one more time. The North State Bridal Showcase at...
It's at the McConnell Arboretum and Gardens, and that's in Turtle Bay, June 6th from 1:30 to 4:30. You can buy tickets online right now from the website, which is NorthStateBridalShowcase.com, or you can purchase them at the door.
It's going to be, when you walk in, a glass of wine, and you get to see all the vendors in one spot that you probably want to work with. Make sure you get the bridal guide that Lane's put together with his team. It's a beautiful cover, a photograph of a young bride and her, I assume that's her husband.
It is.
You know, today I don't ever want to say. Anyway, and this is, we've been to them many times, and even though that Linda and I are married, but we also helped with these years ago with the, with Don Shulman, who has passed away in the last couple of weeks. And you took this over, and you're just, it's been 16 months, everybody. And even if you're thinking about getting married, that's where I see a lot of people come in, right?
You bet, yeah. We're figuring a lot of brides are the 2022 brides that are going to be coming in and planning that.
Okay. Lane, thanks a lot.
Thank you,
appreciate
Carl.
It. Okay, everybody, we come back. Dr. Doug McConnell is going to be with us. Doug McConnell is a very well-known physician. He's a chest cracker. He fixes hearts. And he's got some interesting statistics on COVID, as we had a doctor on yesterday who is from the Health Net who is advocating vaccines. And so we're going to maybe get a little bit different ideas today at 8:05.
KCNR, Shasta, Reading.
Biden and Republicans, they'll be meeting again tomorrow. Meanwhile, not all congressional Democrats are on board with the idea of a compromise.
Some Democrats see little to cheer about in striking a compromise with Republicans, whose $900 billion-plus proposal falls well short of President Biden's $2.25 trillion plan. The Republicans do put some focus on the environment. When it comes to transportation, the Republicans would devote $4 billion for electric vehicle infrastructure, $98 billion would be devoted to public transportation, and $46 billion for passenger and freight rail. Bob Agner reports.
The world's largest meat processor resuming most production following a weekend cyber attack. John Holtquist of Mandiant Threat Intelligence, not surprised that the firm JBS was targeted.
We've observed or observed evidence of ransomware attacks at over 80 food and beverage companies that led to disruptions from ransomware over the last few years. This problem is escalating and getting increasingly out of hand.
The FBI blaming the attack on a Russian ransomware gang. The number of Americans signing up for jobless benefits continues to decline, dropping 20,000 last week and hitting a pandemic low, 385,000. Wall Street, the Dow down 17 points. The Nasdaq is off 91 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
I have a traumatizing childhood memory of an Easter egg hunt. The big hunt was a big deal in our family, and I have this memory of running and excitedly reaching for eggs, only to have my big brother and sister sweep in and steal them at the last second. It's Ryan, and unfortunately, this is a traumatizing reality our Faith and Family Mortgage team is seeing from families across the country. Families are finding their dream home, only to have it pulled away by another hunter at the last second. At United Faith Mortgage, we unfortunately cannot scare off the other hunters, but we can very quickly get you pre-approved and make it look as good as possible to sellers. And then, once you do grab that Easter egg,
see our story and read how our direct lender advantage can often save your family monthly and lifelong money at UnitedFaithMortgage.com.
We are United Faith Mortgage.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp, 25 Middle Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to animalistconsumeraccess.org. Corporate animalist number 1335. Rec animalist number 65233. Equal housing lender. I license in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
The president of the Tokyo Olympics Organizing Committee ruling out a cancellation or another postponement of the Games despite a COVID surge in Japan. The BBC's Rupert Wingfield Hayes in Tokyo.
I think it's very clear from what Seiko Hashimoto said in that interview that both the Olympic Committee and the Japanese government are now fully committed to going ahead despite the COVID pandemic. However, I would say her assertion that the Japanese public will come to understand and support the Olympics once they understand the measures that are being taken is less sure. Public opinion here remains very sceptical, and the reason for that is that Japan has in the last few weeks been through a very, very tough fourth wave of the COVID pandemic.
And COVID cases still surging in Japan. Hospitals remain under stress as the country marks 50 days before the scheduled start of the Games in Tokyo. News and analysis at townhall.com. Churchill Downs has suspended veteran trainer Bob Baffert for 2 years after a second test confirmed the presence of a banned steroid in Kentucky Derby winner Medina Spirit System.
Baffert is barred from entering any horses in the Kentucky Derby or other races at Churchill Downs through the spring of 2023. Additionally, Churchill Downs says it reserves the right to extend Baffert's suspension if he runs afoul of rules in other states. Baffert has had 5 violations in the past 13 months. The Kentucky Horse Racing Commission's investigation is ongoing, and Medina Spirit's Kentucky Derby win could still be stripped. If that happens, runner-up Mandaloon would be elevated as the winner of the May 1st Kentucky Derby. I'm Mike Gracia.
Republican George P. Bush says he's running next year for Texas Attorney General. 45-year-old son of former Florida Governor Jeb Bush made the announcement yesterday in Austin. On Wall Street, the Dow now up 13 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR. 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl. It's usually Trish Clark is with me today. And if you tuned in to, you know, for Trish, I'm sorry. Trish is on a vacation. And so you got me and my guest today. Of course, you've always got Jared. Today is the 3rd of June, 8:05 in the morning. And the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community, courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts there. Okay, Jared's here, and we've already gone through what days it is. And today's Thursday. We missed Hump Day yesterday.
I got home and I smacked myself in the forehead. Yeah, totally forgot.
You know, you've got one job to do, and I understand it's tough. It's tough out there. that's okay. Then I didn't have to hear from Happy Earthling about that I'm a sexist pig for playing that. She never said that. I'm just extrapolating from her comments. So what's going on with weather?
It is currently 77 degrees. We have an excessive heat warning until 9 p.m. tonight. Today we're going to see a high of 104 with a low of 68. Tomorrow a high of 103 with a low of 66. Saturday a high of 100 with a low of 64. And on Sunday a high of 96 with a low of 59.
A low of 59?
59. And then on Monday, it's supposed to be high around 89.
It's going to be chilly on Monday.
Yeah.
Okay, hey, your weather reports are brought to you by our friends down at in Anderson at Shasta Gas Propane, a veteran-owned business. Chuck and Judy Kenny started this business a couple of decades ago. Propane's all the same, my friends. Comes out of the big tank. The difference is customer service. And Shasta Gas Propane has wonderful customer service. They have discounts for seniors and veterans. Veterans get treated very well at Shasta Gas Propane. You can give them a call at 365-3793. In preparation for having Dr. Doug McConnell on, I...
Good morning.
Yeah, I brought extra ammunition in today. And
okay. Yes.
The Dr. Doug McConnell is, I'll just say this up front, is a friend of mine. He is a veteran of the 101st Air, Air Mobile, even though he wears an airborne on it.
Hey, that's the patch.
that's the patch. Was a doctor in the Army. He tells wonderful stories about not knowing anything because they take doctors and they just give them a uniform. And you had a senior staff NCO taught you
everything
you needed to know. And you know what? I kind of like the idea, you know, when, you know, people don't realize the strength of the NCO Corps and the staff NCO Corps in the services. You know, the old saying is, the lieutenant's job was to take a 40-foot flagpole that's laying on the ground, and he has to get it erected and for the flag. And he said, well, how's the lieutenant do it? That's easy, sir. Hey, Gunny, we got to get this flagpole up. Yes, sir. Sir, why don't you get out of the way? I had our company Gunny come to me one time. We were out in 29 Palms, and we were putting I had some new lieutenants. And they were putting up the camo netting. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I mean, the cover positions and all this. And the gunny came over to me, and he said, hey, sir, can you have an officer's call? I said, an officer's call? Yes, sir, just get the lieutenants out of there. They're trying to help. And I got it. Go tell them we're having an officer's call. So, one of my favorite stories.
So you were a Mustang.
Yeah.
Yeah, and a lot of people may not know. So you've seen both sides of the Marines as a
I used to walk listener. Across streets not to salute lieutenants.
Well, if they were brand new lieutenants, you might have collected a silver dollar.
Brand new ones, too.
Yeah, brand new.
The, and this is something that happens in all the military.
It does.
Is after you've been promoted, once you put your, you've taken the oath and you've got the bars on, the first person that that salutes you gets a dollar, silver dollar. So there'd be some, you know, you come walking out of the ceremonies, and you know, especially if there's like 150, 200 lieutenants, you'd be surprised how many people standing around out there.
Collecting.
And so that first time, like three or four of us lieutenants, even though prior service and everything, we were standing there, and these two women Marines were walking by, and we just kind of like casually turned to them. We'd already given our dollars out.
Waiting for your
salute. Waiting for our salutes, and they saluted very smartly. And we did it back but we had, you know, kind of moved out there a little bit. Mm-hmm. And as they walked by, one of them used the term. And the last part was holes.
Oh.
and we all started laughing because we'd all been prior enlisted. Okay.
Yeah.
That's not what we're here for.
I was going to say that tradition is in the one of the last scenes of Officer and Gentleman.
Oh, yeah.
They built that in. Okay, go ahead.
And
free fire.
You, you know, with everything that's been going on, this isn't a Johnny-come-lately for you. You've been talking about this since COVID's come out.
Mm-hmm.
And you have questions.
I do.
And have you read what's happened with Dr. Fauci and on these emails?
It seems as if the more we dig into private correspondence and, well, email, which is, I guess, in the government, not private. But, yes, there is some of my questions that arose for me last spring on his pronouncements about hydroxychloroquine being a dangerous and shouldn't be studied or used drug was really sparked my antenna because that was a commonly used drug within the military for years.
Well, it's also used for people with rheumatoid arthritis.
Absolutely.
Right?
To this day, it is one of the primary drugs used for that. So this drug has been around since the quinine dates back to the late 1600s.
We were taking it for years while I was in the anytime we got into a malaria area, we start scarfing that.
And the State Department was people who were traveling in malarial assignments for the State Department were placed on it prophylactically. Lately replaced with other agents, but it's a worldwide used drug, and why it couldn't or wouldn't be studied in the United States is quite curious and has never been answered. The attempt to suppress it, to suppress the study, so I'm not here on the radio saying that I know it's efficacious for COVID-19, but I do know that it's a safe drug.
Well, you know, one of the things that happened was they said that didn't they say that you could not prescribe it? Didn't that come down?
So several things happened in the spring of that eventually the NIH begrudgingly agreed to start accepting patients into a prospective study, which would have taken a year or more to study its efficacy in COVID-19. And they opened up this study, and rapidly there are two major publications, one in Lancet, which is a leading worldwide medical journal in Britain, another one, the New England Journal, pointing to a large database, and then people would mine the database and come up with conclusions. And ultimately the conclusions to encapsulate it were that people who had been on hydroxychloroquine died with cardiac problems twice as high as others. Whereupon, immediately, the NIH closed the study. No more enrollment. We're canceling it. Boom, boom, boom. And so what was this one moment of being inquisitive just closed? There was physicians in the United States, not part of NIH, who basically looked at these databases and then tried to go back and study them, blew the whistle. Talk about whistleblowing.
Yeah.
And the two most prestigious journals in the United States in medicine had, Lancet's British, they both realized that this is all pretty much fake data. And they had these, quote, peer-reviewed esteemed journals had been led into some trap. They ended up retracting the articles. So I have reprints of these tracks. I gave them away to a friend last night.
Yeah.
These journals issued retractions. Now, I've been reading intermittently those magazines, and we know about, or I'm sorry, journals, and you know about retractions because that's a big deal. I've been a physician in California for 50 years. I never remember this happening before. So there's this big medical scandal as to why these two papers suddenly got peer-reviewed real quickly, slam dunk, and they were negative. NIH shuts down, and then everybody finds out they're bogus, and the journals pull them out. And then there's never again do we ever open up. This became a fascinating drug. But so, about these times, governors began to shut down. Governor Whitmer in Michigan and our own governor here, or someone in their offices. But that became, they did not want physicians writing that for COVID.
Now, if you wrote, now there's one physician that I know of that wrote it for COVID. The pharmacy refused to fill that prescription. So he had to turn it around and write it for something else.
So when you write a prescription, you don't have to put a diagnosis on to give you a drug.
Right.
If I wanted to write amoxicillin, I don't have to tell you if it's because you got a cough or urinary tract infection or anything.
Right.
But this drug, so I don't know what was written on that first prescription.
Mm-hmm.
But the pharmacist, initially, when there was a rush on it, they also were concerned and ready here. Because I spent almost the COVID time down south, but they were worried about running about their supply of lupus patients, and I said, "Yeah, that's right. They should not be losing their supply for patients with a clear indication." But anyway, so you're right, and this is part of our great show that's led to some controversy about how it was presented.
We can talk about that. We have to take a break here.
Okay.
We can talk about that.
We'll finish up after the break.
On the other side. If you've been, you know what, if you're like everybody, you know, summer's here and you're doing new things, you're out there on your water skis or your wakeboards or whatever, if you just pulled something that shouldn't have been pulled. If you've suffered from an orthopedic injury, a strain, or a sprain, stop by Pro Rehab Physical Therapy and Sports Performance at 3673 Eureka Way. Kevin Elo and Rachel Lang are there to get you back into action. They've got lots of experience working with the U.S. gymnastics team, pro football teams, a variety of different areas that they have helped people out with. You can give them a call at 533-5030. 533-5030 today. Pro Rehab Physical Therapy at 3673 Eureka Way down in the little shopping center there where that Food Max is. Okay, we'll be right back with Dr. Doug McConnell, 8:17 in the morning, 72 degrees out there, going up to 104.
Life is too short to be uninformed.
The Armstrong and Getty Show, 9 to noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
North State Now is a magazine formatted show at 6 p.m. every Thursday night. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, featuring what's going on in our town. The second Thursday is hosted by Michelle Slade, featuring heroes of the North State. The third Thursday is hosted by none other than James Masada and Rhonda Alvey from Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store. Our newest edition is the fourth Thursday of the month, Women of Vision. That's North State Now, Thursday at 6 p.m., also streaming on KCNR 1460.com.
Our summer tribute series will keep you cool all summer long with live music inside the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center. From rock and roll classics to soul to today's pop charts.
I'm a little I'll be there.
Tickets just $18 plus fees. Purchase your tickets now at the River Club, WindRiver.com, or through our Wind River app. Must be 21 to attend. All Wind River safety protocols must be followed.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts, Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
H-A-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-
come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com. Tune in to Mark Levin, Dave Ramsey, and Ben Shapiro. Plus, don't miss our local shows, including Free Fire Radio on KCNR.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Bott and Carl Bott today. Trish is off today, and it is the 3rd of June, 8:21 in the morning, 72 degrees out there, going up to 104 today. That heat warning, excessive heat warning, is still in effect till 9 o'clock tonight. Weather report is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, of course. And if you're thinking about purchasing an electric car, maybe not right today, but the electric cars are here. They're here to stay. So if you're thinking about purchasing an electric car, Reading Electric Utility has rebates available that can help offset the cost of your vehicle and charging station. Visit cityofreading.org/EV for more information about local, state, and federal rebates available. My guest today is Dr. Doug McConnell, that has, he's questioned a lot of, with good reason, he's questioned a lot of things that have come out, you know, because we got so many, there's so much at the beginning of this, you know, we'd be told one thing, and then it was something else, and then we told something else, and then it said, oh, no, you got to do this, and you got to do this, and then the vaccinations. And one of the first things that came out was the
hydroxychloroquine.
Excuse me? Say it again.
Hydroxychloroquine.
Yeah. I didn't hear you then. Okay. And to the point where the governor said you cannot prescribe this.
Well, the governor or governor's office, and that was also true in Michigan and maybe other areas. And that's a first for me, 50 years as a California physician. And that's sort of them practicing medicine.
Oh, absolutely.
And the origin. Well,
Newsom's a jerk. We all know that.
But it also got tied into the fact that this, at one point, President Trump, in some musings or in one of his, you know, many streams of consciousness, had alluded that perhaps this was an answer or a solution or helpful. I think that's about as far as he went on that one.
Yeah.
But the point was that sort of put political flags, which I've never seen in the American scenery like this. So anyway, yes, ultimately hydroxychloroquine, there were edicts passed down through the system. I don't pretend to understand the state of California. And pharmacists were not allowed to knowingly give it for potential use in well, actually, it was being restricted except for lupus and so forth. And if you recall, that physician had an indication based on some clinical evidence and preliminary information that it might be helpful in a brain tumor.
Oh, okay.
And the drug has very minimal, if any, side effects in the normal dose range, and it's been used since the 1950s. First as its cousin, chloroquine, and then hydroxychloroquine. Anyway, the pharmacist, given the constraints placed on him by the state, had to follow the rules, and he basically didn't issue it. And then the doctor's perfectly able to resubmit the prescription and get it filled. In fact, when Bonnie and I, our friends, acquired some hydroxychloroquine, we got it from Canada. Very easy. Just they mail it in. So, I mean, the drug's available. It is a worldwide, inexpensive medication with clinical experience since the 50s and been approved by the FDA since, well, yeah, its cousin, since 1949. With little in the way at the normal doses and normal duration of treatment, is a first-line treatment for rheumatoid arthritis and lupus.
Yeah,
for it to be for it to be vilified and denied, to me, was a wake-up moment. Why? I don't have that answer to this day.
Well, we won't for a while. Let's go to the phones. Don, good morning. Thanks for calling back.
Yeah. Well, I'm calling about the vaccine rate in Shasta County.
Okay.
And how it relates to the state. I think we're in the top five of having the lowest vaccine rate. And I want to know from somebody out there in radio land why that is. I've seen various polls from all kinds of sources showing that it's a political breakdown. Republicans in general, have only 42% of Republicans have been vaccinated or considered being vaccinated. And Democrats have in the 50s and 60s. Why is this a political thing in terms of people and their political affiliation getting vaccinated or not getting vaccinated? Does anybody have a concrete answer for that? I mean, I hope it's coming from an epidemiological point of view as well, because this is serious, especially for Shasta County, if we're ever to reach herd immunity.
Well, how do we know, and this I'm going to ask the doctor this, Don, but how do we know that we don't have that already? This is for Don. Don, are you still there, buddy?
Have what? Herd immunity?
How do we know that we don't have the vast majority of people in Shasta County with antibodies?
Well, I think our health department has a handle on that.
No, they don't. And I'll tell you why.
I saw a figure. It's something like 32% out of, 100%.
No, that's vaccination rates.
But my
contention is, how many people, and including you, I've known many people that have had COVID. And that, plus, how many countless other people have had COVID? Because in some people, you don't even know it, which was, that was one of the things we were warned about. How many people have antibodies? We never test for that. I mean, what if we found out that, and I'll just use Shasta County, and I'm making this up, what if we found out that 80% of this county had antibodies because they'd had COVID?
Well, antibody testing has been available here in Shasta County for some time.
But they've never, they have never pushed that. They have never said, hey, we're going to do antibody testing nationally. What we keep track of is how many people have got COVID. And the only thing I've said is we need to find out how many people have had this. You know, we may have millions of people that even, they get vaccinated after they've had COVID. I mean, I know that's happened.
Don't know that unless that person comes forth. And
right,
the health
right.
department and give some indication, plus getting their blood tested. We won't know that. So that's up to the individual, not the health department. The health department can't drag people in there to get the shots or get antibody testing.
Exactly.
And they have advertised it widely in the news, in all the media. And they have mobile clinics throughout the county. They have clinics now, even you can go into Safeway without an appointment and get a vaccine. But still, we are amongst the lowest vaccinated in the state of California, and I want to know why. it has something to do with Republican and Democrat, and that's crazy. That's absolutely crazy. And, polls are showing that Republicans have a reluctance to get the vaccine. They're only hurting themselves.
Okay, Don, thank you.
You bet.
So should I try to address that for Don?
Absolutely.
So, because he's correct. Politics.
Plays a big part in this.
It worked our way into this whole thing right from the get-go. It got very politicized. So, Don, you're correct. Now, I've spent a good part of my year in Southern California, and a lot of friends are Republicans. They've all got vaccinated. We're also in our 70s.
I've been vaccinated. I've never made a secret of that.
I would go looking along the age groups and the distributions as to who it is. But there is a big controversy. First off, as you know, you'll hear, it's not an FDA-approved vaccine. It's never completed all the testing related to safety, and they had just barely numbers related to efficacy, meaning that it does work and will reduce symptoms, and then possibly make the disease less severe. But the whole issues of mortality protection and other stuff are to come, and of course, what's really going to be controversial and I think more emotional, and I don't have an answer to your question as to why, because it's new and it's a new technique and a new virus and it was politicized by both sides early on. And now you have this, I think, a real policy challenge for our society is going to be forcing kids to get vaccinations. And Don,
I don't think they can force. And by the way, the phone lines are lining up right now.
Okay.
I don't think you can force people to be vaccinated with a drug that has not been
FDA approved.
Well, how can you force somebody to take a drug that's not been FDA approved?
And I think that's a fair question for society to ask.
And that right that's one of the reasons people probably haven't is that, you know what, we're taking a drug, even though that the doctor that was on yesterday was very persuasive, saying that, you know, because of the so many people, so many subjects, so many tests, that, you know, blah, 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 it's safe. But it has not become FDA approved. I think that's the biggest problem. Let's start going to the phones here.
Okay.
I think, Mary, you were up first.
Oh, good. Good morning.
Good morning.
I have been doing my own research, and it appears that ivermectin is a super drug combating the virus, as long as it's taken early.
Mm-hmm.
And the protocol is on FLCCC. The frontline doctors that have posted it for the protocol with the vitamins and what have you. My question is what is your assessment on ivermectin? And number two, what do we do when our doctor says that he will not prescribe ivermectin or hydroxy to us? What's your thoughts on that? How do we go about getting it readily?
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Hey, Mary, would you we have to take a break here.
Oh.
So he's... Dr. McConnell is going to address this as soon as
we
get back.
I'll be glad to, Mary.
Okay. And then, Brenda, please hold over to the break, and we'll get to you next. This portion of the show brought to you by, you know what, the premier retirement community in Northern California. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about, River Commons Senior Living. It's not an assisted living facility. It's for active seniors. Imagine gourmet chef fixing breakfast, lunches, dinners. You have a beautiful place to live, all the things that mean something to you around you. They're pet friendly, so you don't have to give up your pets. They have transportation, if you choose, or you can use your own transportation. This is River Commons Senior Living. For more information, give Brian a call at 238-5981. Set up a tour of the facility. Have lunch with everybody. See what great people they are and all the things that maybe you have in common there. Worry less, smile more. River Commons Senior Living. We'll be right back. 8:33 in the morning, and it's about 72 degrees out there.
Hey, celebrate the Papa Bear in your life. The popular Big Daddy Burger is back at Black Bear Diner. This massive burger sports two 10-ounce patties and a 6-inch sesame seed bun. Add two onion rings, a fried egg, bacon, cheese, pickles, lettuce, tomato, mayo, and dressing, and, well, you've got a burger challenge. Want the Big Daddy but can't tackle the mountain? Try the new Little Daddy. Get both this month only at Black Bear Diner on Hilltop Drive in Reading, or order for carryout or delivery at blackbeardiner.com.
Black Bear Diner.
Spring on over for savings at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way next to Dutch Bros in downtown Reading. Buy 5 car wash coupons and get one free. Or buy 10 and get 3 free. Quick and Clean is a family-owned business. They offer only the highest quality service. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way next to Dutch Bros in downtown Reading. Quick and Clean.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Filato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
What is a hero? A hero serves when no one else is ready to. A hero helps everyone, never asking for any praise. They stand ready to do whatever is needed. They have picked up the mantle of heroism when we have needed it the most, and their tireless dedication can never be appreciated enough. We want to thank all of our local heroes. We could not get through these times without their courage. We thank you for everything that you do.
Hey, Northern California, this is Nigel Skeet, and starting on Saturday, June 22nd at 8 a.m., I'll be hosting a new weekly California Adventure District radio show. There are so many great things happening in our region, and I'll be bringing them all to you every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. I'll have guests from our 12 surrounding counties, including Humboldt, Siskiyou, Trinity, Lassen, Mendocino, and many more. You will be able to plan for a great summer and fall right here in the California Adventure District. Join me every Saturday morning at 8 a.m.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Our phone lines here are 605-4567. We're talking vaccines, vaccinations, prophylaxis,
hydroxychloroquine.
Thank you very much. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Shasta Regional Medical Center has been certified by the Joint Commission as an advanced primary stroke facility. They're also one of the highest rated hospitals by the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, and services including heart attack care, emergency care, preventative care, lack of surgical complications, heart failure, stroke, and hip and knee replacements. There is so much more to Shasta Regional Medical Center than just health. They are here helping, assisting, our community in a bite. Oh, hundreds of different ways, supporting a lot of nonprofits. They're invested in, when I say invested, they're in the Chamber of Commerce. In fact, they are sponsoring the monthly Chamber of Commerce show we have here. That's all of this is at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. I'm here with Dr. Doug McConnell, and Mary asked a couple of questions, and one of them was
ivermectin
about that being a drug. I've never heard of that before.
It's not a typical drug humans have used. I don't claim an expertise or knowledge in it, so I would not be a proponent. But, Mary, there's an excellent website that's really designed around medical practitioners, but the two men that teach there are phenomenal. And it's called MedCram, M-E-D-C-R-A-M. .com or org. They're at Loma Linda University. And if you Google that site with the word ivermectin, you will find definitive information about ivermectin. They're very fair and very linked. That's also true for hydroxychloroquine. They're the ones that really put the world, well, at least locally, and you got to realize that the Adventist healthcare system has hospitals all around the world. So hydroxychloroquine in the malaria role, they have a real experience in. So the MedCram, M-E-D-C-R-A-M, I recommend it to everybody if you really want to know more about COVID and various drugs. Certainly more knowledgeable than I am in this. So I can't comment to that. It is a anti-helminthic, which means anti-worm, anti-parasite drug. And these have reasons that they are undergoing trials in other countries. I don't know if they're being tested in the United States. Your question about hydroxychloroquine, yes, you do need to have a legitimate prescription for it. And a physician would have to write that, or if you have trouble with a local pharmacy and you have a prescription, it can be filled for you from Canada, which has a huge amount of business across the border for a variety of medicines for American citizens given on chronic meds. But hydroxychloroquine should be discussed with a physician, and for short-term use at the low recommended doses, best we know it's safe over time. You will hear scare stories about cardiac problems and vision problems. That's only for people on high doses over long periods of time. The radio is probably not the place to try to get beyond that level of go see. But again, MedCram is a great guide on some of this stuff. And these guys are legit frontline caregiving guys. In fact, it's run by a fellow who runs critical care units in two hospitals.
Okay, Brenda, good morning. Thank you for waiting.
Hi, how are you?
Fine.
So I'm just wanted to make a comment to the caller that you had previous about Republicans versus Democrats getting shots. So at the end of the day, I'm just a human being that's trying to make a logical choice about what I think is right for my family. I've had people so far, because I don't believe in the shots right now, that I should have my kids taken away from me because I'm a horrible parent. Mm. It really is not about Democrat or Republican. But if you want to break it down like that, there's a certain group of Democrats, and I'm not going to say all of them, that just take in everything that the mainstream media tells them. You know, when you got all the inconsistencies with Fauci and where this virus came from and all that, we all have our own opinions where it came from. You know, there's some Democrats that don't want the shot because there's not enough information. There's Republicans that don't want to get the shot because we actually use our brains and we think and we research and we do the reading. And when it's time for us to get shots, if that's what we choose to do, that's what we'll do. But people have been not vaccinated for years. There are some people that do not believe in vaccines. So it's not really a Democrat or Republican thing. But if you want to break it down like that, Democrats don't do the research. Republican conservatives do, and that's why we're kind of holding back. I'm not getting the vaccine until I have more information, until all of this nonsense goes to the wayside, and I can make an educated decision for my family. That's it. That's the bottom line.
Okay, Brent.
I'd support that, and I would like to say that.
I think everybody would support just what you said, and I don't care if they're Democrat or Republicans. You want to do the research on something like this, you know what I mean? Do you get a flu vaccine or flu shot?
I used to get them. I don't get them anymore because I always have reactions to them. I've had reactions to pneumonia shots. I am in the medical field, so I actually get to see the other side of the vaccines. I get to see the sick people. I get to see the dead people. I get to see the other side of it. So for me, there's a lot of more research that needs to be done.
In follow-up to what you're saying, You're correct, and I think there's no question that early on the risk-benefit ratio favors the seniors, myself being one. But we're going to have a real problem with our society when we start talking about vaccinating children who, and Stanford University has some very prominent fellows saying, don't do this because it's unethical, because the risk-benefit ratio, you're going to give an untested virus for long-term safety to children who have virtually no risk from the disease COVID-19. And they say that you only vaccinate if you really have a risk-benefit ratio that you can ethically present to the patient in their interest. And so here's the problem in doing children, and I don't have the answer sitting here on the radio, but this is going to become a clash point in medicine. And Jay Bacciera from Stanford and his colleagues are very much against the national policy of just blithely let's making the vaccine, and they're announcing it as young as 2 years old. They said, well, there is no medical proof that that's in the patient's interest. Those are their words. And I tell, tune into that, because that's key as to why you would feel a need to vaccinate children or even young college students.
Somebody brought up the point, and Brenda's in the medical field and sees this, and we're going to take a break after this. The thing about when you give, my questions kind of go around long-term effects, and we've talked about this. Mm-hmm. We haven't had, that kind of study. What happens to a woman who is pregnant that gets the vaccine? I mean, because it's, it just started, I think we started giving out the vaccine in January. So there's going
to
be.
But not to young women.
But not to young women, but. It's enough now, as Don pointed out, everybody can get the shot.
Mm-hmm.
So what about a woman who then gets pregnant? There's been no studies on that. Does that have an effect on it? And what about, though the vaccine's nothing like what I'm getting ready to talk about, heroin addiction. Babies are born addicted to heroin.
Well, that's a metabolic drug that's suppressing that child and chronically present in the child.
Right. Now, I'm not sure the vaccine, falls into that at all. But I do know is that they have to wait several years to find out if that heroin addiction has impacted on that child. I can see where people might be a little wary if they're pregnant about having this because...
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I'm right, but this is something that one of the things I've heard.
And so. I would have to refer to American College of OBGYN and whether they've addressed this issue and what their current readings are. But frankly, in today's low infectious rate with cautions, you could be perfectly pregnant and probably not get COVID.
Yeah.
Certainly at your age for a pregnant woman, your likelihood of being very ill from it is certainly minor. And
it may be just something to,
yourself. So, truth, this disease came out of nowhere, this particular disease, and we didn't know a lot about it, and we've been learning on the way. So it's OJT, on-job training. And so these questions are good. The answers
have yet to come out.
On time, and we should all be honest about that.
And that's the thing, is just be honest about it, that, that these things, are unknowns right now. Mm-hmm. And, and the people then can make up their minds. And Don, I think that's the reason that you have people, and Mary said it, is that there's just unknowns for a lot of people, for this. Okay, we've got to take a break. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Veteran-owned business right down, of course, in Cypress Square, right off Athens Avenue. Veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. Man's last stronghold there. This is the only place I've had my hair cut since I've lived in Reading, and I absolutely think it's the best. They work in appointments, so give them a call at 244-9478. We'll be right back.
slow down.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Our summer tribute series will keep you cool all summer long with live music inside the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center. From rock and roll classics to soul to today's pop charts.
Amarillo, I'll be there.
Tickets just $18 plus fees. Purchase your tickets now at the River Club, WindRiver.com, or through our Wind River app. Must be 21 to attend. All Wind River safety protocols must be followed.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
Welcome back to B-Fi Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Today, Thursday, the 3rd of June, 8:50 in the morning. It's about 73 degrees, going up to 104 today. Hey, with a real estate market being crazy, you really need to know your realtors. So Shasta County's premier real estate firm since 1965, House of Realty. They were established back then. It's the longest, I think it's the oldest, most secure real estate firm. Should you sell your house? Should you not sell your house? How much is your house worth? If you are thinking like downsizing, what kind of homes are available? We know that there's not a lot of inventory out there. So talk to a professional over at the House of Realty. You can, they're right there on Placer Street, and you can give them a call at 241-8300. House of Realty, excellent since 1965. We're here with Dr. Doug McConnell, and so many things going on. So you wanted to address something here.
I do. Yeah, so recent.
And Mark, we'll get to you after this.
Okay. A recent video that we were in, and we hope to meet with folks and explain the origin of all that. I was misinterpreted, as if I were casting aspersions on Shasta County Health Department when I talked about a nurse who had tested three times for COVID positive, and those were all counted as separate tests. And none of what I said, I was only talking about the national industry or focus, not Shasta County. This all occurred in Southern California, and this is true. This is a nurse that had tests in Los Angeles County, where her parents lived prior to a wedding, and then follow-up tests in Santa Barbara County as she was trying to get back to work. And that's exactly what I said. And everybody felt that somehow I was besmirching our team here. That's not true. This wasn't here. But here's the issue on the tests, that there is no unique patient identifier on any of the tests. And as best I can tell, in Shasta County and in L.A. County, and I've talked to probably 60 people, at no time is your Social Security number absorbed into the data collection, or are you forced to give it. The data are collected out of the laboratory, reported to the county people under federal government guidelines quickly so that they can run up these tallies that come out of the number of positive tests today or this weekend. That means that all is de-identified and shown up to the feds, bereft of any Social Security or unique patient identifier, and then they're posted for this week's positive cases. And then 2 weeks later, that person gets tested in Santa Barbara County, has no record of the Los Angeles County thing, and that basically can roll right through the system and get posted that week. My point is that the system seems structured to guarantee positive cases flowing quickly up, even though it may be the same patient. The other part is that it's unusual in medicine to call a case when it's merely a test looking for viral debris in someone's nasal pharynx or actual viruses. Many of these people aren't sick. They aren't even hospitalized. We created this number called case, the cases, which is a viral test. And then Johns Hopkins created an artificial guide called case fatality rate, which I think was horrific. And in the early days, this made panic about the actual fatality of this disease because counties, low testing, very low denominator, but they could measure the deaths. And also the deaths. There's no question that they've been if you're on hospice, this is a quote from an Illinois director of public health. Even if you're on hospice and expected to die in a few weeks, if you're COVID positive, it's called a COVID death. Now, that's a system that is not designed to keep accuracy, and it clouds our knowledge. And at a time when we're learning, you need to basically get rid of the clouding and deal with real facts.
Okay. Mark, good morning. Do you have a statement, a question? What?
Well, just a little bit of a statement, and good morning. Just a minute ago, you talked about just tell us the truth. The problem is at this point, it's hard to define what the truth is because you can't get it. When you look at Dr. Fauci now, he has direct ties to the Wuhan lab and all these emails are coming out. And then, the ties with the teachers union, directing what the CDC guidelines are. There's no way you can tell what the truth is.
Well,
so,
Mark,
go ahead.
They just released thousands of emails, and this is what I think you're addressing, is they just released thousands of emails through the Freedom of Information Act about Fauci. And there are a lot of interesting emails in this concerning the Wuhan labs, his involvement, things that were going on. I'm sorry to interrupt you, but go on.
So the interesting thing is we've known for a year that Dr. Fauci was tied to the Wuhan lab. I mean, that's been common knowledge. If a guy had a computer and had any inclination to do any kind of research, I mean, my wife dug that up clear back last April.
Hmm?
Not this April, the last April.
Yeah. Yes.
And
that's true.
The thing is, he's the one that directing CDC and all that. So there's no way to know what the truth is because they're not letting the truth out, which then leads to people not trusting even whether or not this vaccine is safe.
Well, it's also the quote, truth has been changed it's been changed many times from the top. But thanks, Mark. We want to let doctor have the last say here.
And Mark,
thanks,
Mark. You're right. One of the first things I learned as an Army officer from, again, my senior enlisted, he said, liars might be in a position to command, but they'll never lead. And that was the point. He was telling me to really lead men, you have to prove yourself trustworthy.
Do you believe the vaccine's safe?
I'm part of that experiment.
Yeah, I mean, so far you and I are both subjects.
Yeah, we are. I do. The technology has been developed over the years. This RNA, it's a whole new idea. As best we know, there doesn't seem to be real problems. I even got dog tags made for my wife and me when we vaccinated. Because it reminded me of my vaccinations in the Army. So I believe it's safe. I also believe that starting in the elderly group, which is the ones with the highest risk of the disease, so the benefit is there if it prevents it. And it's a good group to do it. I'm not encouraging my college-age granddaughters to get the vaccine, mm-hmm. particularly if they're planning to have children. By delaying for a few years, the answer to the question that you presented related to pregnancy will be known.
Yeah.
And that's the point. We are on a curve where, as a society, we're learning things. And in truth, the lack of trustworthiness that was just introduced, you lose your ability to lead and get and coerce the patient community by not telling the truth about what we don't know and guide people. And when you start changing what's truth, then you become non-trustworthy. And that's where we find ourselves, I think, at this point. And that's why there's all this kickback or uncertainty and debate. And frankly, as we're not done yet on the controversies, because when you start insisting on schools and vaccinations and colleges, we're a big deal.
Thanks so much for being with us today.
Oh, I'm glad to come talk.
We were able to talk about this a little bit last night, and I said, hey, are you free tomorrow? And you're in between Long Beach and here.
No, I left a bill. I'm not free.
Oh.
Carl and I have had a good friendship for years.
Then I have my invoice for you for giving you all this time on the radio. It's up into the thousands at this point. Okay, well, Doug McConnell, thank you so much for being with
us.
Happy
to do it.
Hey, tomorrow, Congressman Doug LaMalfa will join us at 8 o'clock.
Two Dougs.
Tomorrow, we also start our Woman on the Street, asking questions. And her first question is, have you been vaccinated? And she's gotten, we're going to have 10 responses for that. It's going to be interesting, I promise you. So everybody have a great day. Remember how hot it's going to be. And it is the good guys against the bad guys.
God bless America.
Yeah, let's all be good guys to each other.
Yep. From dragging me down.